Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. Our pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America acclaimed writer Clem Masloff. He's been involved with science fiction and speculative literature since 1941 and 42. That's when he taught himself to read. Clem served in the Army as a linguist and translator in four Balkan Slavic languages. He taught sociology for several decades in Ohio after graduate research in Russian social history. Since retiring, well, he's returned to his dream of the early 1940s, writing science fiction. Among his books, Light Up the Valleys, Psychographia, Diploids, Trees Unlimited, books we've discussed on the program, Mining the Mineral Mountains, and Amphibians. And look, on this program, talking about his critically acclaimed science fiction novel, Galactic Minds. Our pleasure to welcome back Clem Masloff to This Week in America. Clem, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for being back with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction. Thank you very much.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you back. You do such an excellent job in creating the world and such diversity with all the books that we had mentioned. On the program today, we're going to talk about Galactic Minds. Before we get into some of the characters, let's talk about the theme, because you usually have an overriding theme in all of the books that sort of ties everything together. What is the main theme that we'll take away from Galactic Minds?
I look at these characters I have, and most of those are psychologists and psychiatrists. And more I wrote about them, the more and more I came to the conclusion that they know as little about themselves and understand themselves as little as the ordinary people, even their patients sometimes. I found this out that to be a psychiatrist, one of the first things necessary is to analyze yourself and to be analyzed, because they're just like other people, just like the ordinary people that they treat and their patients themselves. And that's the main theme, I thought.
Well, yeah, it's interesting as you see that unfold, as they're dealing with people and their problems, they're dealing within issues that that they haven't quite resolved. It all unfolds in the book Galactic Minds, talking about psychology, the conflicts of a team of psychiatrists in space. Let's talk about that. We'll talk about the lead character, Dr. Meade Quard. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, they're going from planet to planet to different parts of the galaxy. In different places, they find different things are the predominant ills and the predominant problems that people have. And they seem to deal with them, and they divide among themselves. And also, I have a bad guy here. He's a psychiatrist, and he is trying to take control. He is trying to be the director of the whole hospital that's going through space. And he does all these different tricks in order to do that. And he even tries to organize the patients, to have them protest, have them try to reconstruct and recall people and to take control, and having his own control through the patients and through their dissatisfaction with how they're being treated. So there's different things that go on here, conflicts among the psychiatrists. And I find that even when they disagree on theories, when they disagree on how they look at people, they often have conflicts that are personal about that, theoretical conflicts as well.
Yeah, and it's a fascinating world that you've created. Where did this world come from? Where did this idea for Galactic Minds come from?
I did have one student that went on into psychiatry, and I was surprised he went on to that from what I taught him. But also, one day I came across a group of parents that had children that were in psychiatric treatment, and they were trying to get not only help for that, but they also were critical of these doctors and of how these doctors often disagreed with each other and the different treatments and how they compared them and compared their characters as well. And that sort of just inspired me to look at these people as ordinary human beings that just have the same problems, not as serious as their patients, but still have problems among themselves. And why it's necessary, the first step they have to take to go into their profession is to analyze themselves and be analyzed by their equals in the profession as well. That's necessary. And I find this as very interesting about that.
Yeah, well,
I try to look at these characters, both the patients and also the doctors and psychiatrists, put them into different categories, and they found a type of psychiatry that deals with archetypes, different character archetypes of people, and try to find what they're trying to make themselves into, how they see themselves and how they act as a character. It's very useful to try to put them into a novel and try to make it more dramatic that way. So I noticed that I do have different types of characters, different archetypes. I have the famous archetype of the little princess. This is the girl that comes up there, a very wealthy family. The rebel. I have the poet. I have the seer. I have the magician. I have the healer, the wizard, Aphrodite. All these different characters that come from the classical type of the Zurich school of psychiatry, and try to apply this to their patients. Well, why not apply it to the doctors as well? See what their main aims are and what their main characters are, and try to compare them. And I have a good character, the hero, and I have this ambitious guy that's trying to take over the whole hospital. That's the bad person. But I also try to figure out how they change from their conflict, these different fights they have among themselves, how they actually change the way they act and the way they see themselves. And I do see that even they learn from experience. Even they pick up different things from the results of what they go on. One of the interesting things I did bring in was one psychiatrist who is a Marfan. And a couple of years back, I brought this up before a writing group I belong to here in Ohio, and I had to really explain that a Marfan is not something dreamed up in Star Trek, or, you know, sound like one of the Ringans or others, Kringans and that, but there are really Marfans among us. There are people with a genetic type of disorder. Sometimes they grow up to 7 feet tall, their bones are very long, their backs are hunched, and they have crooked heads. They have long hands, long fingers, long feet. They look almost like spiders, and they're often called spider men and spider women. And it's a natural thing, but it's a genetic thing that arises among them. And on one of the planets that this hospital is floating around, they find a Marfan psychiatrist, and they recruit him. And he comes upon them, and all of a sudden he's showing them a new technique that he developed, and he has a great effect upon how they operate within the future of this community of psychiatrists. So there's all different ways by which they learn and which they develop their art and their medicine and their way of treatment. And there are different contradictions among them and within them. There are paradoxes and ironies, all different types of things that go on there among them. So at the very end, there is a resolution, and I think of it as a surprise, because when I started a novel, I could not foresee how it would end. And this is often the best thing when you're writing something. You don't see how it's going to end, but you keep going back to the beginning, and in that beginning, you begin to see the clues to the end. And that happened to me in this. And at the very end, the big meeting, the big showdown among these psychiatrists, the hero comes up with a surprise. And I don't have to really, tell you what it is. It's part of the novel. It's during the novel. But he comes up with a surprise solution to the dispute and to the conflict and to the fight that's going on, and a way of choosing a new director for the whole hospital. And it's something that's a surprise there. And it's not so much like a mystery. A mystery always has a surprise ending to it. But every novel, the novels I like, the ones I really have great favor for, those are often ones with a surprise ending or surprise developments of the hero or the other characters. And I seem to have this in this novel. That comes about at the very end, a surprise and an ending that is, it's there in the plot, but it's not something that's really highlighted, but it's something that comes up within the plot itself.
That's why it makes such a fascinating read. We're talking about Galactic Minds by Clem Masloff. That's Masloff. I'll send you to bookventure.com in the bookstore, probably the best place to go. Of course, available wherever books are sold. All of Clem's books, by the way, available at BookVenture and the other outlets as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Clem's book. Besides the psychological aspect that we talked about, you deal with some technology that I find fascinating as well. This is an orbiting space hospital, a traveling facility. Talk about developing the world that they live in with all of the technology, going through the various planets and providing their services there. How much research do you have to do as you're putting that together, and how much of that is actually creating your world? Talk about that process of getting the technology to go along with the story.
It does. At least I get the hint of how these things are done.
Yes.
I don't become, you know, an expert in it, but I find out there can be different things that happen. For example, insomnia. There's one planet at the very beginning.
Yes.
Nobody sleeps well. Nobody has a good night's sleep, and they can't figure it out. And they find, finally, it results from the type of energy they use. And the energy and the power plants they have are giving off certain types of radiation that causes things to happen in their brain that is often called a brain sand. And it can affect a person the way they sleep and the way they don't get the hormones developed that produce easy sleep, like somatostatin and others. And so I bring that in as well. You never find, here and there, you connect things that are, at first glance don't seem like they're being connected. But take these different planets and different different psychological problems in these planets, and you begin to see that there are connections from one to the other, and they can be brought together. So I find that often connecting things that haven't been connected before helps me to get the ideas together and organize them into something. And that's what science fiction often does. It allows us to connect things that here on Earth we don't really connect well. Things that we, in ordinary life, we don't always see the tie-ins between them, which we can see in space sometimes when these people are going, light years ahead through the galaxy, from end to end of the galaxy, and they can see these differences among all these planets, all these different cultures, all these different ways of life, and all these different characters they see.
Yeah, it's interesting because you do tie that together as we see this orbiting space hospital as they go to various destinations and treat the people there. The book is Galactic Minds. Glenn Masloff, our guest on the program, books available at bookventure.com. Said something before I wanted to go back to. Oftentimes you talk to a writer, they know how the story is going to begin, they know how the story is going to end, and the writing process is sort of filling in the blanks, getting from point A to point B. It sounds like you sort of follow where your mind is going with the story, and wherever it takes you, that's where you end up the story.
Yeah, you have to be very patient with yourself when you're writing, too, because sometimes you think you know how it's going to end. You have a general idea, but when it becomes specific, when it becomes very much down to what's actually happening, all of a sudden you come up with some surprising, a better solution than you had at the beginning, a better answer to the riddle than you had, that you thought you had. In other words, you learn more about these characters as they live, as they have their own experiences, and you get more familiar with them, and you begin to see that what their possibilities are. And that helps the plot along, then, to see this person could become a lot different from what they appeared at the beginning. Even the villain, even the bad guy in the story, has certain things that happen that he probably did not foresee when he was first beginning to organize, a resistance to the psychiatrist, begin the patients together into almost like a union that goes on strike against the way the things are run on the hospital.
You
never know for sure what these characters are going to do.
And you're the author.
Like you get surprises every day, I think.
Well, you're the author, and you're not quite sure, so you can imagine the joy the reader is going to experience reading this, because just when we think we have an idea where this is going, we find out, no, that's not necessarily the way. We've learned something more about one of the characters in the book, Galactic Minds. A few minutes left in the program. Talk about the writing process. With your passion for taking these stories, telling the story, developing the story, how long does it take you to write a typical book, if there is such a thing? And I'm asking that because I'm thinking, once you get started, I'm not sure you ever shut down. You work like 20 hours a day some days once the thoughts start flowing, where you're capturing the story.
Well, you have to more or less time yourself. I found out just experience. Sometimes you just set it aside. Sometimes you just let the characters have a little rest. And that helps you take a little rest, too.
Okay, yes.
Which you can go a little distance away from them and don't see them too close up, but see them over a period of time, see them at a little distance, listen from the outside a little bit and see how they're acting toward each other. You see more possibilities then. So you have to more or less be patient with the characters, be patient with yourself when you write, too. You don't have the ending right away. Just put it aside or just think about it, and eventually, sometimes you just wake up at, in the morning and you all of a sudden, oh, that's the way I'm going to end. That's the way it's going to come about. Sometimes in dreams, I think you saw that.
So
in fact,
the key...
I've had dreams at times in which I dreamed I was at my computer. And I said, my computer's not in bed with me now. I better go and see if there's anything on it. No, I wasn't. I was only dreaming I was at my PC. And I put down, if I can remember, what I dreamed about it. And one of the things I do now is to keep some type of notepaper near my bed that if I do wake up, I can put it down at least on handwritten.
Yeah, you don't have to get and actually go to the computer to see what the, what's going on. It's fascinating. Inside the Mind of an Author, we're inside the mind of Clem Maslov. He's written so many books. He'll be back in a couple of weeks to talk about one of his books as well. What are you working on now? Have you got an active story you're working on?
Well, I'm going forward. Sometimes I work on two or three at one time. I'm looking at memory and how memory acts and why memories disappear. And I'm surprised that people don't really select their memories. Sometimes all they really choose is not to have certain memories, not to bury those memories. And that can be a thing. And there can be too much memory in the mind. That can be very bothersome to people. So I'm looking at the memory, and I'm putting sort of like a hospital that focuses on memory. And it's called the Memory Institute, trying to bring that into it. I don't have the whole thing finished, though, so I'm looking that forward, too.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
Psychological novels are very interesting because you meet some interesting people in the novels that are psychological.
Well, you do, and it gets you thinking as well. That's one of the nice things. It's a very entertaining story that you always tell, but it gets us thinking a little bit about the characters, what makes that particular character click, and we see that, of course, in Galactic Minds. I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Trees Unlimited, that's going to be the book we talk about next?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something like the tropical jungles, the rainforest down there in Brazil and those areas, that sort of atmosphere, what goes on and how that affects people down there.
Where do you get all of your ideas?
I read a lot. That means, you know, I don't take all my ideas from one book or just from one author, but a lot of books, a lot of different authors, they combine in different ways. You don't have to be that creative then. That don't want to be, you don't have to be a genius or anything. You just take things from here and things from there and put them in a new combination. And that's about the most I can do sometimes, just provide new combines of ways of ideas from different places together. And sometimes I never recognize, where did I get that? I read it somewhere, but I can't go back and find where years ago I may have come across that.
Yes.
It's still there in a memory. It's somewhere in the memory.
Well,
but I made it my own, so I might as well use it.
Exactly, and you do it so well. It's always a pleasure to have Clem with us on the program. The book we're talking about today is Galactic Minds, Clem Maslov. That's Maslow. If you go to bookventure.com, you'll find Galactic Minds there, as well as other books by Clem, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In a few weeks, Clem will be back with us to talk about Trees Unlimited. Looking forward to that conversation as well. Clem, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. It's really interesting to see what goes into a book that you write, the mindset for the book. It's always fascinating. You always leave us with something to think about. Thank you for being with us once again on the program.
Thank you.
It is always a pleasure. Clem Maslov, our guest of the program. The book, Galactic Minds, available at bookventure.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.